Chapter 31. In the orchard of Redwall Abbey, the tables for the Owl Chick's feast had been laid. Friar Butty supervised his helpers round a fire pit over which the hot dishes were being kept at a good temperature. Apple, pear and plum blossoms were shedding their petals thickly on the heads of the feasters. It was a joyous sight. The three Owl Chicks sat on cushions inside an empty barrel alongside their mother's place at the table. The Badger Babe lay in an old vegetable basket lined with sweet-smelling dried mosses. Tammo and Pask sat together with Arvin and Diggum Formall on either side of them. Mother Abbess Tansy occupied a big chair which had been specially carried out. She looked very happy, clad in a new cream-coloured habit belted with a pale green girdle cord. The Dibbons had made her a tiara of daisies and king cups, which she wore proudly, if a little lopsidedly, on her head spikes. Good Redwall food had the tables almost bent with its weight. Rockjaw Grang grabbed spoon and fork in a businesslike way. Gerbold Selamole nodded to him as Sheehan's Rub rolled a barrel of October ale up to his trestle.
He looked ready to do a speck of damage to yon vittles, there.
Sergeant Torgoch eyed a large spring salad longingly.
You'll excuse me saying, ma'am, but he ain't the only one hereabouts who's lived on camp rations for the season, eh, Rub-a-dub?
The fat hare's smile matched the sun in the sky.
Rub-a-dee-dub-dub-bum-bum!
Abbess Tansy nodded politely to the Major.
As our guest, sir, perhaps you'd like to say the grace.
Perigord's mouth was watering furiously, but he wiped his lips on a kerchief and drooped an elegant ear in Tansy's direction.
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks to seasons and jolly good luck, we've all got a sword and a head, and the way we'll tuck into these victuals will show that we're living, not dead.
Shad the gatekeeper chortled.
Short and sweet, that's how I like it, mate. Dig in!
Every beast did so with a will. Redwall has had no strict rules about dining. Sweet was as good as salad to start, stew as acceptable as cake, and all shared the feast with one another.
Here, mate, try some of this plum slice with blackcurrant sauce.
Oi, thank ye, sir, mate. Mayhap you'm having some of my deeper and ever turnip and tater and beetroot pie. That be the stuff.
Well, what do you think of our moss flower wedge, eh, Pask?
Excellent. I never knew I was such a jolly good cook, what?
I say, this abbey trifle is absolutely top hill.
Just give me good old fresh crusty bread and ripe yellow cheese. Oh, with some of these tangy pickles and a plate of salad and maybe some stuffed mushrooms. Put that fruitcake on the side, I'll deal with it later. More October ale, please.
Damson and gooseberry pudding with meadow cream. That's for me.
Oi, Dibbon, drink any more of that strawberry fizz and you'll go bang.
All right then, me go bang. Ooh, little berry fruit tarts me like 'em.